I'm more of a cat person too, man. Dogs are whack.
Street Fighter?
Yes, well, Street Fighter. You know, and he says, we'll have to make something new, and we're talking about Street Fighter. What the hell else are you talking about?
Well, we've already had Street Fighter 4, and then Super Street Fighter 4, and then, like, 2 weeks ago, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
And don't forget Street Fighter 4 HD, or 3D.
Third Strike Online Edition.
Remakes. Oh, by the way, this is Jake Peterson from BQ Podcast, and that conversation was courtesy of Street Fighter. And who are not sponsoring us. Hey, if anybody's out there willing to sponsor us, I could use some new equipment.
No, we don't need new equipment. We need equipment.
I just want some good software.
Yeah, you hear that?
What are you using now?
I'm using a trial of SoundForge.
How long do those trials last?
30 days. So I have to edit on my desktop because it expired on my laptop.
So, try Reaper Audio.
How much is it for the full version?
On the Pirate Bay, it's free.
Alright, good point. So, hey, I just got Black Ops last week, and I found out that I'm actually really good at it.
Well, yeah, it's all... Well, I think it depends.
Well, considering that I suck ass at every other Call of Duty I've ever played, I'm actually pretty proud of myself.
Well, yeah, I think it's just because it's like, it's either all kids or all really good people. Because a couple of months ago, I saw a video that was like, oh, 100 kills in one match. I was like, oh, well, this is crazy. And then I looked it up again, like, a week ago. It was, like, that's common now.
Billy's cousin's, like, super good at Modern Warfare, and that's all he ever talks about, too, so I don't really like to hang around him. And he doesn't listen to this, so, huh. Fuck you, little cousin.
My little cousin's, like, all obsessed with Black Ops, and he's always, like, Tomahawk all day. And he gets to the point where he gets gangster and drops the N-word.
That's not being gangster, that's just being retarded.
Yeah, I guess so. But
yeah, I always just, whenever I see somebody with a microphone symbol next to them, I just mute them right away, because I don't care.
Yeah.
What you have to say. So, has anybody here been playing anything at all?
Nope.
Watching?
No.
You've been playing a shit ton of Street Fighter, because I know you, and of course you've been.
Yep.
I bought Gantz, and,
What?
You bought something?
Yeah, I did. I buy stuff all the time.
Oh,
I have a fancy,
the economy and whatnot.
I have a fancy credit card. Yeah, but when I was trying to buy it, I got carded at Best Buy, and I was like, really? And the girl was like, yeah, it's considered pornographic, sir. And I was like, God. I felt like such a perv, but I knew what it was. I knew that it wasn't, like, dirty.
It's like mainstream dirty.
It's considered pornographic, and then you're like, oh, hell yeah, now I'm buying it.
No, I knew what
I was buying two copies.
I knew what I was buying because I've seen the live-action movie and I've read some of the manga. But, yeah, I had to get my ID out and give it to her, and then I walked out, like, with my head down. Like if I did,
you were like in a brown, paper bag.
In a paper bag,
trench coat.
I stuck it under my shirt and I'm like, "Hey, little girl, you want to go watch this with me?" So far, the first like four episodes, there's been one episode with boobs.
I can't hear you because of this video that Tarek just sent. That's freaking loud.
Whoa, widescreen.
Yes, that's our new intro.
You think it's gonna stop looping, but it never does.
Oh, I don't care. I just went through it once and I was like, yes, that's our new intro.
Oh, that's from the Highlander anime.
There's a Highlander anime?
Yeah, this is what it is.
Wait, Highlander, what the hell? I don't get it.
You didn't look at the description?
But, no, I did, but like, I never bothered to look up what the Highlander anime was.
I don't know if it's about the movie. I never bothered because it looks really stupid.
Oh, it is based on it.
That's just so... Alright, we have our new theme song.
It's so comically bad that it's good.
Why does Goku lose his eyebrows when he goes in Super Saiyan 3?
Because eyebrows are not cool.
His eyebrows get sent to, like, the back of his head and give him longer hair.
Yeah, because he's... What is a Saiyan? Aren't they like, aliens? Or they...
They're aliens. Humans?
All right. Because he's an alien and they don't have to follow human rules.
They turn into monkeys.
I thought they were monkey-like in the first place.
Yeah, they have tails.
Yeah, exactly.
But they turn into apes. Like, great apes.
Well, considering that my entire understanding of Dragon Ball Z is it's over 9,000, I can't say much here. It's over 9,000!
Vegeta.
And now everything is over 9,000, including my tweet count, which is at 10,000.
Oh, what? Good for you.
Mine's at, yay, like, 5,600.
I have no idea where mine is, but I do remember getting to the 3,000 mark recently, a time ago, but...
You know, meaningless internet number, but yeah, whatever.
And you know what's sad? All of them are about Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, pretty not much. All of them. Well, some of them are about Street Fighter 4 before Super came out.
hey, when are we going to start?
We've started a long time ago, sir.
Oh, edit.
No, don't edit. Remember when I said, welcome to the BQ podcast? Yeah, that's when I started recording.
Did that count? I don't think it counted.
I feel like Reddit should give me a virus.
It won't. It's got like a billion hits.
4chan.
It has literally a billion hits a month. It's,
you know what's turning enough into 4chan?
What?
Tumblr.
But yeah, they've already had a war over like Tumblr versus 4chan. Like what? It's like there's no.
You're not going to win against 4chan.
Oh my god! You just go there, and you could see like child porn. It's weird.
Yeah.
You just like load up a 4chan page and there's like a 12-year-old girl naked with a banana in her asshole. That's going to be edited. But yeah, I'm seriously.
So that's what you look for on 4chan?
No, dude, that's what happens when I go to.
No, that's not 4chan, that's just B.
Burritos. Oh my god, there's so much porn on my Tumblr. I just like loaded it.
So, alright. You know what? I'm not going to ask stupid questions, so...
Oh, no, please do. I love answering your stupid questions.
What be Tumblr? I've never used it, so...
Just like a blog space thing.
Yeah, but like also mixed with Twitter, and then like you don't post overly long messages or whatever.
Ooh, McDonald's in Arabic. I'm surprised it hasn't been blown up since it's a symbol of the capitalist evil West.
Hey, we like McDonald's here.
I heard that... In some places, the burgers are, like, made of goat and shit. Okay. Are they made out of beef over there?
Yeah.
Okay, and chicken. Because...
And fish.
What?
Like, yeah, they don't make burgers. Okay. Yeah, the filet of fish is made out of fish.
Dirt. Yeah, okay. I was thinking they made like a blend.
No.
Because God. I was talking to somebody, and they're like, yeah, I was at some Middle Eastern McDonald's, and it was a goat burger.
I've never heard of that.
Maybe it was Indian. Probably. It had to have been Indian because they don't eat cows.
Or more likely, Japan.
No, Japan?
Japan doesn't have goats. Well, they probably do now, but they never...
No, Japan eats beef.
Because I remember when Windows 7 released, they had like a set, like a, you know, like a Big Mac Whopper or whatever. They had one with 7 patties.
Yeah, and there's like, they had pictures of people just like, dead. In the restaurants, because they ate it. Nice. The whole Japanese people just had, like, heart attacks after eating it.
But yeah, what did you...
Well, if you're not raised with the stuff, then you're not going to be used to it, and you're not going to be able to... Not going to have built up a resistance.
Yeah, like...
like everybody.
Yeah, you need to move to America for like a week or two.
We're immune to cholesterol.
No, Amish.
There's some weird Amish band at the Warped Tour. Well, they were
an
just
Amish band. How does that work?
I know they're playing like electric guitars and stuff.
But that's not Amish. That doesn't make
exactly,
sense.
Exactly. I was about to say, if you let me finish, I said they looked Amish. They dressed Amish. Maybe they were using acoustic stuff. Who knows? But, wow, this is the awesomest GIF ever. I'm sorry. I'm getting stuck on my Tumblr. But, people are like,
post that shit, man.
No, you are going to judge me. They're
We've
like,
already judged you.
Let me finish my story, and then maybe y'all could see.
All right, fine. Everybody quit interrupting him. Jeez, Tarek, quit interrupting, jerk.
So, these guys looked Amish. And they're like, are those guys Amish? And I was thinking and telling them, no, that guy's on a cell phone. But yeah, that would just...
Well, it is a custom of the Amish people to let their kids go out into the world for a couple years and then still take them back.
Yeah, these guys weren't kids.
John Day.
Go to the bottom, right after the umbrella cover.
Yeah. No, right after another damn pony.
Hey, that's me.
Yep, that's you.
Shut up, you. You have a pony as your Twitter avatar.
Take that out. Nobody must know. So, Lil Security retires. Does anybody care?
No, because they're not really retired.
Yeah, they're just taking a break. Or they're going to come back as a different name.
Like Jay-Z. I was thinking about moving out of the country. And I was having this huge argument with my friend about, you know, like, everybody that lives here wants to bitch about America, but they know,
well, yeah,
like...
because it's so easy to do. Like, what are you going to say about Canada? It's like, oh, they're Canadian, they're too polite. Or what are you going to say about the Middle East? Oh, they've got terrorists. But you guys, it's easy. You're fat and stupid.
I was getting mad at him for complaining. It's like, go somewhere else.
I may be fat, but I am not stupid.
Yeah, but if he went anywhere else, like in the world, he'd come back crying.
I've been out of the country before.
Where?
Canada.
Canada doesn't count. It's basically North America. It is North America.
It is North America.
It's North America. It's pretty much just America a little colder.
Yeah, and different accents. Well, no, because people in Minnesota can talk.
Talk like a boot. What's this a boot then?
They don't really say a boot. They say a boat. Like a boat. Why don't you talk like that? What the hell?
Because Minnesotans do not talk like those stupid Wisconsinites.
Oh, Wisconsin. There we go. I always get them mixed up. Wisconsin and Minnesota, I have no idea why.
Well, but they are based in the same place, right?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. It's America. They're all the same.
Yes, it's the Middle East. You're all the same.
You're all terrorists. Y'all
are all religious nutballs.
Hey, I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, well, now you know what we think.
Now you've hurt my
feelings. To us.
Because now you've hurt my feelings. I'm sad now.
Oh, yeah, Gantz, okay. Yeah, it was dirty.
Well, thanks for the report, Terry.
It's not dirty. It's I mean, there's nudity. Oh, there is this really awkward part where the dog, like, there's a dog in the room, and the girl, she, okay, when you die, you get transported to that room with Gantz, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I'm telling you, like, agree with me to say yes. Okay, go on.
Sure.
Okay, so it's like limbo, I guess. They play that game to try to get back to the real world. They gotta get points and stuff. And the game.
This is anime?
Yes, it's anime.
It makes no sense. Well, most anime doesn't, but carry on.
Okay. Well, they go to this room and people. They get, like, lasered in there. I don't know. Like, this beam comes out from the ball, which is Gantz. And then it just, like, constructs them, like, from the bottom up. And, they see, like, feet. Like appearing in the room, and then it's going up from like the feet to the leg, and then it's just some naked chick, and they're like, "Oh, a naked girl," and everybody's like, "Yeah," because Japanese people freaking pervert, and that's not a stereotype; it's true.
Yeah, I figured that.
They buy little girls' underwear out of vending machines.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, but they're all like freaking out because this naked girl, and everybody's like thinking about who's gonna get her first and stuff. And this guy, he just picks her up. He's like, "Screw this!" And he picks her up over his shoulder and takes her in the room. And he's gonna try to rape her. And everybody's in there just like staring at each other, like, "So who's gonna go help?" So one guy goes in there and he helps her, gets the dude off of her. And then she's sitting there like all like shivering, still naked. And the dog just goes up and starts like licking her vagina.
Oh, Japan, you are the living end.
I know, and it happens like three times in that anime too. Like the dog's just like, "Yeah, I'm the only one that's getting some."
This makes no sense.
And that wasn't in the movie. And I'm glad it wasn't. Because how do you do that live action? That would have been like bestiality.
It is in the anime too. It's just
it's just more
acceptable. Well, apparently because it's from Japan or whatever bullshit.
Yeah, they're cool that stuff. It's strange.
Well, it is Japan.
Yeah.
Well, it's a completely different culture from what we're used to, so that's why we think it's all strange.
Yeah, but there's some things that are universally taboo.
No, not really.
Apparently not. Apparently there's no taboos in Japan except pubic hair.
Japanese cats are weird, too. They like to jump in small boxes.
I think that's most cats. Like to jump into boxes.
Not boxes that are way too small for them to get into.
But I've seen cats in, like, Pop-Tart boxes. That's not a big deal.
They're probably Japanese.
I've seen cats in a Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Don't go there.
Yeah, on the other day, I was just browsing through YouTube and doing every Nancat remix I could find and just destroying my brain cells.
How do you have a remix of that?
I'll send you one.
No, thank you.
No, this one's good. It won't get stuck in your head, I promise.
There's nothing wrong with that song. It's great.
I have an application that like replaces loading bars with Nyankat.
That is so great.
Yeah.
So hey, I just got a new computer and a terabyte hard drive, which I've been filling up from my pirate friend's Yars.
I finally cleaned out my hard drives. I now have 40 gigabytes on both of them. Yay.
How big are hard drives?
They're both 140.
Gigabytes?
Yeah.
Wow, tiny hard drives.
Yeah, but I also have another 250 and another terabyte one.
Alright, so you're not being deprived, good.
Not deprived of all my hard drive space. Now what?
I got Code Geass, and that is a interesting anime. Of course, I like political drama, so if you don't like political drama, do not watch Code Geass, because it's a lot of politics. A lot of cool military stuff, though, too, but...
Is that how it's pronounced?
Geass, yeah.
Yeah, because I hear a lot of people saying geese, and like... Okay.
Code Geass. Photoshop, please.
Yeah.
How would that work?
How wouldn't it work? Get out of here.
But how?
How would it do? Geese. Do you have those?
Yeah. The animals, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How work? What do?
They fly. They fly south for the winter and north for the summer. What else do you need to know?
Well, I don't know. What do I need?
Just like Photoshop a goose in a mech suit or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one thing that really bothered me was at the beginning that mechs were like, they could be built using today's technology, potentially. But, and then as the series goes on, it just goes more and more into the anime trope, the mecha anime tropes of like super powerful flying shit, and it's like, you started out fairly realistic. What the hell is your problem? And then it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier, but it's an anime. I should expect to get crazy.
Exactly. I still like Gundam.
I have that downloaded, but I haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
G-Gundam.
Oh, did I say downloaded? I meant I had that on DVD that I bought completely legally.
Yeah.
With my own money.
Exactly. Because I'm not a cheap ass, and I love spending my own money on stuff instead of looking for it for free.
Well, maybe if they, you know, priced it more fairly, or, you know.
What are we talking about next? Next topic.
Terrence and shitty anime.
Yeah, I was watching Angel Beats, which is cool. I've been watching Fooly Cooly a lot.
I just call it the FLCL. I never understood. Yeah.
Nobody knows what Fooly Cooly means, Tarek. It's okay.
Yeah.
It means,
they don't even know what it means in this show.
I've seen the first episode, and it's just, okay, this is really stupid. I'll get to it later.
I've heard this, like, if you're not into anime, it's not good to watch.
Yeah, you have to get all the references.
There's references to get?
Yeah, there's this anime called Pony Pony Dash, and the whole thing is, like, it just references other anime and Japanese stereotypes and just pop culture. It pretty much just only appeals to otakus. Because they're like, haha, oh, I saw that in another anime. I love references.
Yay, references. What should we reference next?
It's like the anime version of Family Guy. Oh, it's just yeah. Like they'll be hanging out, and like if you look in the background, there's like a Gundam shooting up out of the ground. And they're just having a normal conversation, and there's like Power Rangers in the background, like fighting and stuff.
Oh, Japan.
Yeah. It's pretty much just a slice of life anime showing what goes on daily in Japan.
Yes, because Power Rangers are always fighting in the background in Japan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Depending on where you are, they could be fighting in front of you,
or behind you, or next to you.
Yeah,
or fighting you.
Or you could be a fighting Power Ranger.
And you might not know it.
Yeah. It's just when you pick up some gold pog with a dinosaur face on it and say it's morphin time, and then you're in a tight suit.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
In Japan.
In Japan, yeah, there you go. High five.
Internet high five.
No, I don't feel like reaching all the way across for an internet five.
I just clap my hands to make it sound like we're together.
I mean, yeah, we're not on the internet. We're all in one house.
We're all hanging out.
Terry, go to PAX East, because then we can do a live cast. Oh, Team Fortress 2 went free to play. I played around and totally sucked at it.
I've heard that people are having trouble getting into servers and stuff.
Well, all the servers are full because now everybody who wants it has it.
I had a copy in 2007 for Xbox. I played it back then, and then I bought it again on PC and played it, and then I stopped.
I was seriously thinking to myself, the day they announced it free to play, I was like, huh, I should probably buy that next time it goes down in price, and it's like, can't go much down farther than free, sweet. So yeah, Team Fortress 2, let's get our PC content in here since... you know what? Screw PC gamers. Now all the elite assassins are gonna come after me. Great. So yeah, Team Fortress 2. I played it, not very much, but...
Did you like it, though?
I died a lot, but that's to be expected when you start a new game online. A new online game, you'll die a lot. So, the Heavy's fun to play as. And that's my entire report. We need to edit in the HBO music right before that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you want to hear a Ryan Dunn joke?
Sure.
Okay, Ryan Dunn was on the radio today. And on the dashboard, and on the windshield.
Oh, too soon.
Nice.
Yep. And that joke was on Twitter, #, too soon.
So, the Supreme Court decided that video games are protected by the First Amendment.
Like we all thought they would do, you know, because that makes sense.
Yeah, of course, but fuck you, concerned parent groups.
Oh yeah. And
our kids will now become violent murderers.
And our host has an announcement, but he's too chicken shit to say it himself, but Jake is taking the first plane to New York.
I am?
Oh.
Yep, so he can marry his boyfriend.
Oh, really?
I love how long it took you to get there.
I was like, what the hell is going on in New York?
But wait, isn't Minnesota already friendly like that?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay then.
No, that's Iowa. I don't need to go back to New York. Alright, thanks for listening to segment one, everybody. See you after the break.
Bye bye.
Bye, yeah. Bye, 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 bye bye.
So, you know I had to do a remix to Zelda's Lost Woods. Because, well, Ocarina of Time was probably one of my favorite games of all time growing up. Gotta get my nerdcore on. So now you gotta. What if you're working without a map? Listen to the sounds, I found a trap. Got my sword and ocarina. Defend our ports of awful demons. If you're gonna think you can get through me, then you can get all my DQCs and DQ6 I beat you with. Y'all are fake, I see you in my lens of truth. Then I grew into a man with a song of time, that's my jam. Make it rain rupees cause I can. Look at all my clothes, you say I'm flossing. Red, blue, green, and slay the bosses. And I love these hoes, Zelda and Saria. Yo, Ganondorf ain't got this swag. My arrows go in his ass. Watch you pass on my ride. Got my Epona tonight. Zombies in the high will feel without a shield. Not until my hook shot. Doom's fire, looking high. What if in the woods and without a map? Listen to the sounds, I found a trap. Fairies, what I should've got. Man, these hearts are not enough. Make it rain with stormy songs. Hours talking way too long. Hurry up, no time to chat. Cause I got the deadline to find my way back. Mind is back, I got my keys. Make it to the next room, lots of weeks. Watching me like pros ghosts. If I took you the boss, I'm so close. Now I am defending the kingdom from the henchmen. I want it on my pendant. The Triforce on my necklace.
Lost in the woods, I thought I could find a way out any day now. I take a left, I take a right, I take a step, I see the light. Lost in the woods, I thought I could find my way out any day now. I take a left, I take a right, I take a step, I see the light. Navi system.
One of the woods and without a map. Looked into the towns, I found a track. Bouncing back, no game over. Yeah, you know I'm bumping up these big ass boulders. I got melt from a talking cow I once helped. Malon and myself to be a notch on my belt. Killing all these spiders, my roof is getting higher. My boomerang is awesome, I'm shooting all these goblins. With a slingshot, I'm laid on the brink of finding sheep. My name is known all across the earth, from Lake Hylia to the Rudo Desert. You knew I'm better than Rudo wants me. I sure am hungry for magic beans and sad seeds. The only all these zombies and the shadow beasts come out at night. Along with dogs, which one is right? I'm good to fight. My kids won't let me float on air. Nike flylights. Run into the woods and without a map. Listen to the sounds, I found a trap. I'm about to snap, I feel the power. Spin on once, you're going downwards. Don't mess with me, my master sword is the best you see. My energy is stirring hearts, so we got a long time before I start. You're testing me, bombs you coming at your feet. About to get the master seat. I got the stone of agony. I'm glad to be your majesty, the hero of the Odyssey. This mountain isn't this hot, medallions on my wristwatch.
Lost in the woods, I thought I could find my way out any day now. I take a left, I take a right, I take a step, I see the light. Lost in the woods, I thought I could find my way out any day now. I take a left, I take a right, I take a step, I see the light.
Yeah, apparently we have like 1,500 signatures on some proposal to not shut down Star Wars Galaxies, so maybe apparently there's a lot more people than everybody thought.
No, I'm sure there's plenty of people, but it just doesn't, like, who ever talks about Star Wars Galaxies?
It was going to die anyway as soon as the Old Republic came out, so I think it's good of them to not keep the servers going.
Yeah. I haven't heard anyone talk about Galaxies in years, so I'm not surprised it's already dead.
I wasn't. I was thinking about trying it. Some. It's like 8 years old now.
Yeah. Like I'm surprised. Like EverQuest still runs. Like who plays EverQuest anymore?
EverQuest still runs and still charges a subscription fee. So I'm guessing people still play.
Yeah. I guess.
Oh, by the way, welcome to segment two.
Hi.
Hi. This is we have our special guest this week.
Hi, it's Curtis Zavasan in the forums.
He's old now.
Hey, we got a.
I'm older.
Yeah, he's 26 today, so
older. Yippee!
And by the time you hear this, I'll probably be 26 in 3 weeks.
Oh boy.
Because our editors. What?
So I was just. What is the blue blaster? What's
blaster
the name of this?
Bolt from the blue or B cubed as we.
B cubed. Okay.
As we abbreviated it.
So what does this podcast generally consist of? Just.
A bunch of nerds BSing.
Pretty much that.
Okay, I'm down with that. I'm down with that. That's not bad. That's always a good time. So is it generally like, you, Jake, and you, Tariq, that are... is it Tariq or Tarek?
Both are wrong. I won't correct you.
It's like Tark or something.
T-A-R-E-Q. Tarek. If you want to say it like that. Yeah, okay. Let's go with that.
All right, I'm a stickler for, like pronouncing names and things right, so I just want to make sure I say it right.
Right.
So is it generally just you two guys, or is there another guy that...
We usually have Terence-san on Twitter with us, but
yeah, but he's dead. He's dead now.
Nah, he's about as close to dead as he can be, but still be living. He's in surgery right now.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Is he alright?
Yeah, he's getting something done on his stomach, so, he was bitching on Twitter about having to fast for the last 2 days, so I think he's... fine, he's not like blinding pain or anything.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah,
wish that guy to get well.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll like that. This hopefully, he said he'll be just sitting most of the time recovering, he'll be able to edit.
But if he is dead, I'll dedicate this segment of the podcast to him.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he'd want. Well, this one segment of the podcast.
To be dedicated to him that he'll never hear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Terry, if you're dead, we dedicate this to you. If you're not dead, hurry up and keep editing.
Get back to work. So, segment two, I assume, is news-related stuff?
It would be news. If there was news.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's
so how are we going to just fill time
nothing.
Now?
I'd like to talk about... I'd like to talk about absolutely nothing because there's nothing to talk about. God damn it!
Well, let's go with China copying the U.S. for once.
Yeah.
So now they have their own version.
They have their own version of America's Army.
Yeah. Why?
Is it called like China's Republic?
It's called Glory. It's called
Glorious
Mission.
Glorious Mission.
Yes, and it looks, and according to the gameplay trailer they released, which we'll link to, it was on Kotaku. Just they have a gameplay trailer. It basically looks like any standard military FPS, but with Chinese soldiers.
I've heard about, I think it was a Korean game a couple months back. It was a total ripoff of Modern Warfare, like pretty much down to everything. And I'm not surprised those exist, but it's like, at least try and be original. You know, like, don't literally rip every... Like, it was down to, like, when you kill someone, the XP that pops up. Like, it is, like, a mirror image of Modern Warfare. But it's like, that seems to be the popular thing nowadays. Just take an idea that already exists and slightly reskin it and make your money and get out.
Well, that's how GameLoft does their business.
Yeah, but they're smart. They ripped off Call of Duty. These dudes are ripping off America's Army.
Yeah, who cares about America's Army?
not very.
No one.
Yeah.
It's free, and I don't have it on Steam.
You mean it's available on Steam, even?
Yeah, for free, and I don't have it installed.
Wow.
No, I have I have a shit ton of games I paid for not installed because I have so many more games to get to because I'm just addicted to their daily deals because if it's something I'm even halfway interested in, it's usually down to like $5. I'm like, you know what? I better get that.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not
going to
play
it
for tomorrow. Yeah.
I'll buy it now, play it later, and you never will.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I got Elder Scrolls Oblivion for like $7, but I don't think I'm ever going to get to that even before Skyrim comes out, which, well, I'm not even going to buy that until I'm done with everything else, and it's down to $20 for the Game of the Year edition, probably.
This year is going to be, like, this November is bad. Like, if everything that's supposed to come out...
Uncharted, Skyrim, MW3, anything else that I'm missing? We got Battlefield in October, in late October.
Yeah. For me, Mass Effect, it's Uncharted... Uncharted for me, Saints Row 3, Skyrim, like, that's, and Skyrim and Saints Row 3 are a week apart, so, like, already...
Which one comes out first? Because I'm pretty sure, like, Saints Row 3, you could finish in the week if you really work at it.
Skyrim comes out before.
Skyrim is a couple months game.
Yeah, well, Skyrim's something you dedicate a lot of time to, so, like, I'm gonna have to buy Skyrim, and then... either buy Saints Row 3 and just put it to the side or just wait until I'm done with Skyrim.
Well, by that, I can check it. So.
Doesn't that seem bad to release Saints Row 3 and Skyrim in the same week? Like, I don't think we'll buy both.
I think for some people it could be a bad move, but they're two different genre titles.
They're
two,
like,
totally different games that, like,
they appeal to completely different audiences, pretty much.
Yeah. Like, I think if anything, I'm probably in the minority that I like both of those genres. So it's going to be harder for me as opposed to Joe Schmo, who's like, I want to cause destruction or I want to explore this vast world. So I think
I still have Fallout New Vegas I haven't started. I still have Oblivion that I haven't started. I'm doing pretty good on Bethesda RPGs. And yes, I know Fallout New Vegas is Obsidian, but they just... They took somebody else.
I tried to like New Vegas. I just couldn't do it. I love Fallout 3.
I'm guessing I'll like the New Vegas at the very least.
Yeah, it's just something about the story. I didn't enjoy it as much as I did for 3.
Oh, I didn't care about the story for 3. I actually liked the exploring part.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, but I've heard that Vegas is basically 3 but buggier. So why wouldn't you like it?
Well,
it was
should
pretty
have
damn
patches by now since it's been out for 6 months.
Well, I don't think Oblivion ever got patched, and that's been out 5 years now. So I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it had one or two patches early on, but nothing else.
Yeah, because. The one I had on PS3, there's like a vampire glitch. Like,
you can't ever not become a vampire.
You can't because there's a quest chain to get the cure, and you go to the lady, you do everything she asks you to do, you bring her all the ingredients, and it just will never let you give her the ingredients. So you're stuck as a vampire forever, and that pissed me off because it ruined my save.
That quest is so hard.
Why wouldn't you want to be a vampire? Vampires are generally cool unless you're reading Twilight.
No, because every time you go to sleep, you wake up in the daylight and you take damage until you find someone to feed on.
Oh, they go all the way and then can't go out at night. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, so what happened to me was I had to go all the way, like I had to load a save 2 hours back just because I was stuck outside in the daylight in someone else's house and couldn't go to sleep.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button and dropped out. You were saying about, like, Skyrim and Saints Row 3, like, releasing around the same time. But, like, that's okay because they're two different games. What really bugs me is Battlefield 3 and Modern Warfare 3 releasing a week within each other. And those are literally, kind of the same games. You know, they're both first-person shooters. It's a pretty
astounding thing. Are they releasing that?
They're 2 weeks apart. B, I've already made my choice. I'm going to buy Battlefield 3 day one. I might even do a midnight release if the town I'm going to college to has that, because it's pretty small and crappy. And then I'll wait for MW3 to go down to $20 and then get that.
It'll
or
never
just borrow
happen.
From somebody. Or I'll, yeah, it probably won't. So I'll just borrow it from somebody, play the campaign, because the multiplayer is probably still going to be the typical Call of Duty mess.
It's because it's such a high selling game, but like. That just, to me, is what seemed weird. And I know, like, Battlefield, they're releasing it before Modern Warfare because they want to take, you know, any sort of, what's going on?
Sorry about that. We lost the recording for a moment, and, where were we? We were at Battlefield versus
Battlefield MW3. And Modern Warfare, yeah, that.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy, yeah, I already said that, so.
I think this competition is gonna end up bad for both of them, because if you like FPS, you're gonna... You're going to end up buying one of the two in the first couple of weeks. Then you have to wait. It's $120, right?
Yeah.
So you can buy one or the other. And it's...
Battlefield will probably drop in price before Modern Warfare ever does. Because I think Bad Company 2 was about $30 or $40.
By July, because that's when I bought it.
Yeah, so... Yeah. If you're going to go the cheap-ass route, I think Modern Warfare... Like, I'm not saying to do this, but if you're that type of person, I think Modern Warfare 3 would be the safer bet to actually buy first, because it would be $60, and then... I mean, it's the same amount of money, but it's just Battlefield will drop in price faster than Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 3 will still be $60 a year after it comes out.
Yeah.
But, crap, I forgot. Oh, yeah, I'm a cheap ass, but I'm still going to buy Battlefield 3 first, because Battlefield, in my mind, has been and always will be better than Call of Duty multiplayer.
Yeah.
Although I am kind of interested to see what happens with the single player of MW3, because those trailers look pretty good.
I know the single player in Modern Warfare 3 will be good. Like, there's no use complaining about it. It's basically an action movie in game format. Stop complaining.
Yeah, but and I like... Summer action.
But if it's incredibly incoherent and doesn't make any sense by the end, you just kind of feel like, why did I waste time with this?
They'll probably have another cliffhanger ending because they know that MW4 will sell like shit. Like,
yeah,
They have to stop at some point, though.
Yeah, but it's Activision. I doubt they'll let them. I'm kind of like I'm the opposite of most Call of Duty fanboys in that I absolutely adore all the Treyarch games and think the Infinity Ward games are mediocre at best, usually.
I liked World of War. Well,
actually, you know what? MW1 was pretty good, but MW2 was mediocre at best. I can't wait for the next Treyarch game.
Ridiculous, but like Black Ops surprisingly had a decent story. I never played World of War because I'm not a huge World War II fan.
World at War has a pretty awesome campaign. It's not like surprising in any way, but it's like the Russian campaign is excellent, excellent, excellent. I can't recommend it enough.
What's the other side of the campaign then?
American in the Pacific Front, and it's like what you'd expect. But the Russian campaign is really brutal and really awesome.
Yeah. Now, was this the part where like the Russians were kind of? Against
like
the Germans?
Russians against the Germans. Okay. That's pretty much all the Russians ever did. Like, they invaded Manchuria to help fight Japan, but that was at the very end of the war, and they just steamrolled them, and it wouldn't be very fun to play. But
I think it might be a nice climax to that story, is to just have them come in and destroy everything.
Be really fun to use the Russian weapons. Well, I hardly ever use the Russian weapons. I just use the STG all the time. Which, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, which they
don't. Yeah,
We do. That's all gibberish to me. I know nothing about guns or weapons, so.
But don't you live in basically the South? How come you don't own a gun?
Because I'm a rebel. I don't know, like, I just, it's nothing that's
You're
ever
rebel against
me.
The Southern rebels?
Yeah, I'm a rebel against the rebel.
Do you not love America?
I have a few guns in my house. That's just because my dad and my brother like to hunt. I like to target shoot, but I don't like to hunt because it's just too boring. Yeah. There's too much walking and too little shooting.
The only guns I've ever shot are like light guns and paintball guns. Other than that, I've never touched a gun. I just don't get it. But okay.
Yeah, I like target shooting because it's just fun to... You know what? I don't have to explain myself to you guys.
No one's asking you to.
All right, I'll shut up then.
This is America. You're allowed to do what you want.
Exactly. Unlike the Middle East, where it sucks, right, Tark? Can't do shit. Yep.
Hey.
Where you're at the you're in the United Arab Emirates? Where are you exactly?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, I thought so. I just wanted to confirm or deny.
No, it's most certainly true.
So what got us on this? The Chinese modern warfare?
Yeah.
The Chinese America's army.
Chinese American army. Sorry.
Yeah, they said they're not going to release it to the public since it contains specs of Chinese weapons, which nobody doesn't know.
Like, why are they making this then if they're not going to release it?
It's supposed to be training for their troops, which it looks like a standard video game, and not like even America's army is a little more realistic than everything else. Like, in that it's more boring than Call of Duty single players are or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, I don't know. It's like, if you want to train them, there's got to be a better way than making a new video game.
Yeah, like maybe using real people?
Of course, they don't really like their political prisoners. They could just they could just release them into a cage or something, but no, I wouldn't be surprised if they're already doing that. Fucking commies. Okay, what's next?
I don't know.
Redneck Dexter. Well, any of you guys in Google Plus? Because it's not that awesome.
Do you want to talk about the Steam summer sale?
I am liking that, but by the time this goes up, it'll probably be completely over. But I got Medal of Honor for $10, which,
well,
from what I've heard,
like
worth that.
Last year in the Christmas sale, I think the Steam summer sale was like 7 days long. So yeah.
Was that the new Medal of Honor, the one that came out last year?
Yeah, the reboot for $10.
Yeah. You guys are lucky. You get it for $10. Mine is $20.
On Steam?
Yeah. Yeah, every game there that's like on sale, I want to buy, but I already have.
No, that's how Ben used to be. Like, he would like buy games he already bought just because they were super cheap. And I don't get that. Like, why do you need...
That makes no sense!
Why would you have two copies of a digital game? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, but he would do it, and he would just waste his money. But it's just like, all he said is just a good deal, I need to buy it. Like,
it's not a good enough reason.
No, it's not. You already own it. Like, why buy it again? You own it forever. He's just so dumb.
He's probably not going to listen to this. Even if he does, it stands. Ben, you're dumb if you do that.
He knows how dumb he is. He's British. They're not very smart.
Oh, they let you guys get away.
Yeah, exactly. We beat them. And if we won, that's not a good sign of who we're fighting.
Wait, what were we talking about again?
Yeah,
Chinese army. Yeah, Steve.
We're still going on that? We're still going on the Chinese army being stupid?
No, I like the Steam Summer Sale discussion better, because I got a shit ton of games that I wanted anyway, so...
What did you get? I'll tell you if I already own it.
Let's see, I got Oblivion.
Well, I have that on 360.
I got Lead and Gold Gangs of the Wild West 4-pack, and I gave it out to someone. Yeah, I gave you one. You better play with me, you jerk. And I also gave it to somebody who has a Mac, and apparently it doesn't work on Mac, so there's one copy out the window.
Yeah, well, it's only $1.90.
Yeah, got Medal of Honor, which should be pretty interesting.
It was a pretty good game, especially for $10. It was good. It was enjoyable enough.
Yeah, like a mediocre game at $10. Yeah.
And I thought I got something else, but according to my Steam library, I didn't, so...
Sounds like you need to go buy something to fill that empty space.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait till the next bunch of deals comes up for today.
Yeah, that's in about, like, 10 minutes or something. Yeah.
No, I recently installed Steam on my computer, because
like
I'm an idiot.
Fortress 2.
Well, yeah, that's initially why I did it, because it was free to play, and I checked the specs on that. It looks like I'm good to try that. But I know my computer will not ever be able to run it, like a lot of those other games they offer. So I don't know why I have this on my computer, because I'll rarely ever even use it. It just makes no sense.
Like Half-Life 2 is from 2004, so if you have anything fairly new, it would run it.
I would think so. I just don't want to take the risk and like waste money on stuff I can never do.
Well, do you ever plan to get a better computer? My new laptop that I just got was $1,200 with, and it's as powerful as any Alienware, but not the $2,000 price tag.
Because $800 for the name.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sure down the road sometime, sure, but like, I've never been a huge PC gamer, so I've never focused on finding the most powerful system. But
well, I needed a laptop. I needed a new computer anyway, since I'm going off to school in the fall. So
yeah,
I just got one that. And also, I found out. I just assumed that anything that comes with Windows 7 Professional would have Windows Office built on it, but apparently not. So I just got LibreOffice.
Or OpenOffice, which is literally a clone for free.
Yeah, but it doesn't save in .docx, so I got LibreOffice instead, which is the same thing.
No, it does.
Huh. When I tried, it didn't. But yeah, my old computer was crappy as hell. It couldn't even run Battlefront 2 or KOTOR 2, both of which I wanted to play. Knights of the Old Republic 2, which I'm playing now. If anybody out there who's listening has played it, I'm sure they agree with me that Atriss is a fucking bitch. And neither.
Why?
She was part of the Jedi Council that exiled your character, and she, like, it's a direct continuation of Knights of the Republic 1. Have you either of you played it?
No, I only played the first one.
Alright, then I can't say much about it, because it's you're one of the Jedi who went with Revan to fight the Mandalorian Wars, which neither of you guys care about it, know what I'm talking about, I'm guessing.
That's all jibber jabber to me.
Yep, exactly. So I guess
sorry.
I need to start another podcast just Star Wars fanboys, so I can get all this.
Yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm. I second that.
All right, I'll start looking around.
No, it's just like I just had, because Obsidian I think was the one that worked on KOTOR 2, and I just didn't hear any. Like too many positive things about it, so I just passed on.
It was really buggy, but then I downloaded the patch and it seems to have fixed it all.
Okay. I don't know, like no one really seems to bring that one up, so it's never really seemed like
it's like it has like the same system as KOTOR 1, and it has a pretty good story so far. I'm only 30 hours in, and if the story goes the way I think it's going to go, then I have at least 30 or more left.
Okay.
Like I could speed run KOTOR 1 in 15 hours, but
that's not a speed run.
For a giant RPG, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a pretty good chunk of time.
I went through Mass Effect 2 in like 6 hours or something total.
Oh wow.
Because after the sixth time, you get to know everything.
Yeah, I've KOTOR 1 like 7 or 8 times. No joke. So
God damn. Are you playing Force, what the fuck? I know my Star Wars terms. Are you playing as a Jedi or are you trying to do Sith?
I'm doing what I usually do and playing as a Jedi the first time through, and then I'll be a Sith the second time through, and I can't wait to do the dark side second time through, because the bitch I was talking about, Atriss, who like she's like a pacifist Jedi who like thought the Jedi should not have gotten involved in the Mandalorian Wars at all, even though they were completely destroying the Republic. So, like,
you want to see her eat it?
I want to see her eat my vibrosword, and then she stole, like, she took your lightsaber and kept it for however many years it was. Then she, like, shows it off to you, but you can't get it back, which, as a light sider, but I can't wait to go back as a Sith and see if I can kill her and take it.
This is making me want to play Mass Effect again.
I think I'm the only person on Earth who likes Mass Effect 1 more than 2.
I don't know, like,
I haven't played either, so.
Because both of you are on PS3.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get Mass Effect 1 for my new computer and play that, and then play the PS3 one.
Yeah. No, I've got it for, I got both of them for 360. It's just, it's, like, I played them both back to back, pretty much, because I played one right before second came out. And I really liked the first one, except for the Mako sections were terrible. Arts are terrible.
Everyone I know likes them.
Well, apparently you know a bunch of weird people, or people who are extremely tolerant of crap.
I like the Mako. I didn't think it controlled that badly.
It's not the controls aren't all that bad. It's very like Halo controls, which I'm not a fan of, that like one stick controls this, the other stick controls. I don't like that. But like the exploration was just kind of repetitive for the most part. It was, all right, you have four little dots on your map. Go to this, this, and this. If you don't have your encryption high enough, you're screwed.
Go find this person, recruit.
Yeah, just go keep doing the same thing on every planet. But like ultimately, a lot of that stuff just didn't matter. Unless you just wanted to fill in like spaces in some of the lore and stuff. Yep. Like none of it was ever really pivotal to the main story, which I guess that's why they're called side quests. But
yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Go recruit this person, now get their loyalty. Go.
Yeah, and the second one, like all you did was you only went to planets that you could go, like you needed to go to continue the story or to fill in the blanks of those of the background of your squad mates. So I do kind of miss the Mako sections that from this like that weren't in the second one, because exploration for the planets of just scanning them, like I didn't like that. I thought that was boring.
Yeah.
So if they could find like a nice balance between the Mako sections in one and the scanning in the second one, and just for the third one throw that together, it would work. Just
maybe like have scanning, and then if you find something, then you send the Mako down.
Yeah, and then maybe like the Mako does it itself or something. I don't know.
Or if you want, like as an alternative to scanning, you can just go down and look for minerals, like in the first game.
Yeah.
But
what are these minerals used for?
Weapon upgrades.
Yeah, like you just get the money. Like whatever you get, just kind of transfers into money, which then like turns into
whatever
upgrades
the hell
for your weapons. Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys heard that Mass Effect 2 might not be the last game, that they're considering like spin-offs or whatever.
Dude, Mass Effect is one of the biggest selling RPG series ever. Of course they're going to.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a book series or like a casual series on Facebook or something. Like they're going to milk the franchise.
Well, I saw the books in the library once, and it was by the same person who did the Darth Bane novels, which are like some of the best Star Wars books ever, so...
And the same person who wrote the story for the book, for the games.
Exactly.
Drew Kurtz.
So, Drew Karpyshyn, but if I cared at all about Mass Effect, I'd be interested in reading it, because he's a really good author, but...
Yeah. Like, I do like the Mass Effect story when I'm playing it, but, like, after I'm done, a lot of the times, like, I don't really, like, I want to learn more about the lore. Unless it's like a character, like there's like a, if there's like a side story about Rex, or if there's like a side story about Fane, I'd like to learn about that. But I don't want to learn about.
Yeah.
I don't want to just read a story about the whole universe about characters. I don't care.
Like 20 lines of text about one planet, just saying, "Oh, this is the environment."
Like here's a planet that you saw one time ever in all three games. Here, read about it. It's like I don't want to read about that. Like I'll pass. Like, I know, like, multimedia is kind of the new thing for a lot of franchises that come out now. Are you guys kind of for that, against that? Like,
if the multimedia is good, then sure.
Like, as in comics,
movies, comics.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a new idea, because, I mean, like, Halo was probably one of the first big series that introduced, like, books and comics and just all these side things.
Even Doom had books. And Doom basically had no
story. Doom has a story?
I thought it was just
run around and kill demons, and that.
I thought it was
there,
like hell was invading, and that was all you needed to know.
Exactly.
Apparently not.
Yeah, maybe we should stop before one of us dies. I get the feeling we don't want to be podcasting or something.
Like somehow one of our cords are getting around our necks and kill us. It's Final Destination, the podcast.
Oh my god, they're making another one! Yay!
I know, I'm super excited, not at all.
Well, speaking of movies, I don't understand all the Transformers hate, because I like them, but it's just purely action only, and That's all I want. That's all I go in expecting, and I like it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's good.
But that's dumb. No one's saying it's fine filmmaking, but as a movie to watch, to be entertained for 2 hours, I'm sure they're fine.
Well, see, that's the thing is, I've watched the first two. They're not that wasn't entertaining to me. I was bored. I was like, I didn't even get through the second one. I got halfway through it, and I was like, this is just not good. Like, it's not that the story was a little off or it detracted too much from the lore. It was just, it was not well done. It was boring. I did not care. Well, the action was blech. Like, it just wasn't for me.
I watched that, and I watched Transformers 2 and G.I. Joe Rise of the Cobra, like, very close to each other. Rise of the Cobra sucked. Like even the film, at least Transformers had, it had a beginning, middle, and end. Like, G.I. Joe ended, what the movie final battle was like. I was like, oh, cool, this is a good middle of the movie, and it's like, what, it's over? What the fuck?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Like, G.I. Joe was terrible.
Yeah, see, I only watched Transformers 1, and then I decided not to watch 2, because that looks stupid, but 3 at least looks better than 2.
Visually, they do look good, but a lot of the time, the action scenes are too close up. It's hard to really tell exactly what's going on. So it's...
Yeah, Michael Star-Spangled Bay explosions.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, it's really hard to tell who's fighting who or who's winning. It all is just... It's too much. Yeah, it's almost like oversensory overload.
Yeah, but that's what Michael Bay does. That's what he does.
I don't care for him as a director. Like, he just seems to just...
Alright, fine. I'm not much of a film person. I just like seeing action movies, and Skype is being a royal bitch, so everybody, thanks for listening to the podcast, and hopefully we won't have as many problems next time. Anybody else have anything to say?
Transformers 3 sucks. Goodbye.
Michael Bay's the greatest director ever lived.
Since M. Night Shyamalan.
All right. On that note, let's get out of here.